Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President-elect Joe Biden's formally tapping six people to be on what are shaping up to be diverse foreign policy and national security teams. They include the nominations of Alejandro Mayorkas for Secretary of Homeland Security, Avril Haines as Director of National Intelligence, Jake Sullivan as National Security Advisor, and Tony Blinken for Secretary of State. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more on Blinken, who was number two at the State Department during the Obama administration.
58-year-old Tony Blinken has a long history with Biden. He was a Senate staffer when Biden was chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee and served with him in the vice president's office. Blinken knows the State Department well, too, having been deputy secretary of state under John Kerry. If confirmed, he would head an agency that many say has been hollowed out by the Trump administration. Blinken says a Biden administration will reinvest in diplomacy and rebuild alliances. A veteran diplomat who's leading Biden's review of the State Department, Linda Thomas Greenfield, has been nominated to become the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Making climate change a top priority, Biden selected John Kerry to be the special presidential envoy for climate, the former Secretary of State just tweeted, now fighting the climate crisis, proud Bostonian. Well, the World Meteorological Organization says the concentration of heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere continued to increase in 2020, did so at a slightly slower pace due to pandemic-related slowdowns. Here's NPR's Dan Charles.
Around the world, many people drove their cars less in 2020, and some factories shut down. That meant less fuel burned and less carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere. But carbon dioxide emissions didn't fall anywhere close to zero, so the heat-trapping gas continues to build up in the atmosphere. That level is just above 410 parts per million at the moment, up 25% from half a century ago, and still rising. Scientists say net emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases have to fall to zero within 30 years in order to avoid the worst consequences of a changing climate. Dan Charles, NPR News.
Michigan and Pennsylvania are set to certify their vote counts today, making their election results official. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the certifications come amid a series of last-ditch legal challenges filed by the Trump campaign, despite still no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
Attorneys for the president have been trying to block or delay the process in key swing states as part of a long-shot effort to overturn the results of the election. A federal judge in Pennsylvania this weekend dismissed a lawsuit from the Trump campaign challenging the state's election results. Similar suits have also been thrown out or withdrawn in Michigan, where President Trump lost to Democrat Joe Biden by about 150,000 votes.
Windsor Johnston reporting. This is NPR News. Ethiopia says its troops have surrounded the capital city of a defiant regional government. NPR's Ada Peralta reports they have given the rebels 3 days to surrender.
For about 3 weeks, Ethiopian forces have been moving toward Mekele. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed says the leaders of the Tigray People's Liberation Front have 3 days to surrender. He says they will try to avoid civilian casualties. But on state TV, one of his colonels, Dejen Segai, warns civilians that the military would attack with heavy artillery. Government rivals, whom he called the junta, are hiding among civilians. So citizens, he said, should turn them over to avoid harm. Human Rights Watch said the contours of that attack seemed unlawful because they could amount to collective punishment. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
The federal government's directing General Motors to recall nearly 6 million big pickup trucks and SUVs outfitted with Takata airbag inflators. Under excess heat and humidity, there is a chance the inflators can explode with too much force and end up harming instead of protecting a driver in an accident. The defect found in GM and other brands are blamed in at least 18 deaths in the United States alone. GM says it will respect the government's decision, even though it has made repairs and believes a recall is not warranted. Dangerous Takata inflators have led to the largest series of auto recalls in U.S. history. The government says that as of just 2 months ago, more than 11 million inflators had not been repaired. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.